Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for another Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I am your host, Candace McClain, and today we're going to be discussing a topic that is changing the lives of women everywhere. I mean, with over 4 million women giving birth in the U.S. every year, many of them hope to do it the natural way without any drugs at all. But quite often, once labor begins, so does that demand for drugs. And over the years, we've all heard, or maybe you've even experienced, the horror stories associated with giving birth the natural way. And we've seen the movies, the TV shows, and how they portray what a horrible experience it is, how painful it is, how long it takes. And of course, the screaming, the swearing, the crying. And as women, we have understood that this is just the way it is. But is that actually the case? Does natural childbirth have to hurt? Well, what if I told you that today many women are giving birth in a whole new way? I mean, completely relaxed, with no fear, no tension, little or no discomfort at all, and absolutely no drugs. In fact, the mother's body is so relaxed and open and receptive that the baby easily moves through the birth canal, and mothers feel peaceful instead of exhausted. They feel in control, and they feel a wonderful sense of closeness with the birth of their baby. Well, today I'm going to be speaking with Kathleen Milligan from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, who says natural childbirth does not have to be uncomfortable. By simply tapping into your own inner resources, women are having quiet, comfortable, and even blissful births. Some say it's better than Lamaze, even better than those drugs and that epidural. It's a technique typically used to help people to quit smoking or to lose weight. And I'm talking about hypnosis for childbirth, which in recent years has gained a lot of momentum. So my guest today, Kathleen Milligan, has created her own hypnosis for childbirth program called Love Your Labor for pregnant women who want to experience a peaceful childbirth using hypnosis techniques. Now, Kathleen is a certified hypnotherapist. She's a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming as well. She's trained in emotional freedom technique and HWI, which is actually a method to release pain, not the video game, which is the first thing that comes to mind for me. And she's worked with hundreds of clients over the years to change their lives in a multitude of ways, everything from quitting smoking to gaining confidence and overcoming phobias. But she's especially dedicated to helping parents to be, to conceive a child, and also to give birth calmly and peacefully. In fact, Kathleen herself used hypnosis to deliver her youngest daughter in just 2.5 hours in the comfort of her own home. Kathleen, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Candace.
So 2.5 hours, huh?
Yes, actually, and I wouldn't have believed it had I not had a much more difficult, longer labor with my first daughter. So knowing that it's possible was an incredible experience. And actually, because of my first daughter's birth, I had a desire to have something much more calm and in control. So I sought out what it might be like to deliver and give birth with hypnosis. And
were you a hypnotherapist at the time?
I wasn't. I was interested in birth, but I had become a doula in order to support women. Even that, as a doula and being a labor support person, wasn't enough, I found. Even for my clients, so for myself, I sought out hypnosis. So at the time, I had an interest in birth, but I wasn't a hypnotherapist.
Okay, so how did that experience differ then between the first child and the second child? What did hypnosis give to you?
Hypnosis gave me a tool, honestly. I believed in the first labor with my oldest daughter, I was very well informed. I had read all the books. I had gone to all the classes. My partner was very supportive, and I felt that, you know, that's all I really needed. When labor came, honestly, I could have been left in a snowstorm in the Arctic because I had no clue what to do. And I felt really out of control. It wasn't a good feeling. Things didn't go as planned. The position was an awkward position for her to be born, and there was some complications that needed to happen and discussions that needed to happen, and everything just kept getting heightened and heightened, not only the pain of labor, but actually the anxiety of the result of her birth. So it all turned out beautifully because she's healthy and now 14, but I didn't want to ever repeat that experience because there was so much going on that I felt I had no control. So with the second birth, it just was something I could pull out of my back pocket, excuse me. I was calm. I could breathe. I can focus. I knew what my body was doing. I knew how I could let my mind just be somewhere else and trust that my body knew how to birth a baby, not only because I had, but because that's what I was designed to do as a woman.
And when you think about it, our bodies were designed to, you know, conceive a child to begin with and to support the development and growth of that child in the womb. And so it only makes sense that our body should then know how to actually give birth to that child as well.
Absolutely. And I think seeing the miraculous baby and how we all have come from such tiny cells, that miracle all happened within our mothers without thought, without conscious thought, without the ability to think, you know, put this here and put this there and grow this day. So it is completely within our capabilities of birthing a baby, but there's so much thinking power that women, I believe, feel they have to do in order to do mm-hmm. that. And that's definitely what I was like in my first pregnancy and the birth of my first daughter.
Now, I know I've heard many stories how in other countries the childbirth experience is very different than it is in North America. So, for example, I read a story where they talked about women in Africa who, you know, they're just going about their chores, going about their work, then suddenly they know the baby's coming, so they lean up against a wall, they crouch down, and they deliver their baby into their own arms with no pain, no screaming, I mean, clearly no drugs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why are things different here in North America? What is your take on that?
I believe, I think the kind of the safe answer is to say that we've become so medicalized. We want things to be with technology. We have a number of tools that are saving babies' lives. Honestly, they are. Mm-hmm. The technology that they have with being able to determine the baby's heartbeat and distress and labor and things that are happening can be incredibly useful in, I would say, there are different risks in pregnancy and in labor. When we're working with professionals like midwives and doctors, those doctors can weigh those risks. I think that because what you had described in your introduction, there tends to be an enormous amount of misinformation on what birth is like for most women because of what we see on TV and what we see mm-hmm. on movies and what, you know, so it almost has become an expectation. So when women are expecting that, we are physiological beings. We respond to anxiety and stress. Our bodies will constrict. When we're contracting and trying to open bodies and they're constricting because they feel unsafe and scared, we're working against our own muscles. So that creates things that happen not only in the mother but in the child. So it almost does feel like it's cyclical because of what's happening and the spiral of events that occur. Women don't have a good picture. They don't have that. We've gotten to the point now. I know my generation, my mother was not conscious. She was, they called it sleep or some. Anyways, there was a drug that she was given at the very, very end while I was being born. I was the fourth child and I was the only one that she saw being born. So our generation of mothers don't have the stories to tell us about our births, but their mothers, you know, it's almost we've gotten into the generation that there's an expectation because when it became medicalized, it felt so right because there had been so many losses and so many traumas in times when there weren't things like antibiotics. So it's all just a cultural thing, I believe, that has happened in North America because of the way we've moved and what direction we've moved technologically.
And in a sense, you know, our society or culture, we've been conditioned to perceive childbirth that way and through the movies and everything else. Some other interesting information I was looking at is that they say that if a woman moves to North America from, say, Africa or somewhere in the Eastern Hemisphere, she will experience birth as she did in her country there. However, after just being here for 2 years, they say that everything changes for that woman, and all of a sudden, birth becomes painful. So she kind of takes on our attitude and our conditioning after only 2 years. So quite interesting, and this is an amazing field that we're going to talk about. We're just going to go to a quick break right now. When we come back, Kathleen will be sharing her personal stories and the stories of her clients as well. More when we return.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. Today we're speaking with Kathleen Milligan, hypnotherapist and creator of the Labor of Love Hypnosis for Childbirth program, helping moms everywhere to experience a peaceful and comfortable birth. Now, Kathleen, if people are interested in learning more about the Labor of Love program or some of your other services, where can they go for more information?
My website is www.actionhypnosis.ca, and the explanation of the Love Your Labor program is on my website, and I can also be reached directly through my toll-free number, which is 1-877-685-RELAX.
Great.
752.
Wonderful. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of women listening to the show who have experienced natural childbirth as a painful experience. I mean, I experienced huge pain when I had my twins. So if natural childbirth doesn't have to be painful, then I'd really like to get some of these techniques out there and get people learning some of the tools. But I guess one of the main components of this is to just be relaxed. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Unfortunately, if you were to tell a laboring woman to relax, you might get a black eye, because it is something that is definitely learned. When I begin working with women, they're in their last trimester, typically at around 28 weeks. So we have 12 weeks to prepare for the birth. And it is a lot of people's concern that they're not able to do it or they're not able to achieve a relaxed state. So we're working together in those. I will work with clients for 4 sessions, and the number of hours is 6 hours together in the last trimester. And then they're at home with CDs that are also reinforcing the work that we do together. What I do teach with them is 5 different pain management techniques, and it's hard to say what somebody is going to come up with in labor, because we are so individual and unique in our own experiences that it's almost like a buffet of ideas for somebody to learn and to experience. And they're things, Candace, that we do every single day. And as a hypnotherapist, I try to explain that there's many, many times a day that people are in hypnosis, driving cars, watching TV, reading books, but it's hard to take that and imagine those experiences in labor. But there's other things that we do that our bodies just naturally turn off sensations. We don't typically feel glasses on our face or earrings in our ears or rings on our fingers unless we then notice them. But again, it's hard to imagine interpreting that in labor. So we have to find ways that our body is able to turn off and feel safe and experience something else in our mind while our body's laboring. So I can relate to the experience maybe with marathon runners. They don't typically think foot, foot, foot. They run. They just let their bodies do what they need to do, and they let their minds take them to the end, to the finish line. So, but they don't start out on day one running the 26 miles. So it's a gradual build that we work with over time, and building confidence, building trust, building belief. There's another example I like to give, and maybe this will ring some bells with clients with your listeners. If there's ever a time when somebody as a child scraped their knee falling off a bike, and then everybody carried on even though this knee was bleeding and pounding and doing all kinds of painful things, at some point, that child could have decided that it's more fun to play with their friends than to worry about the pain in their knee. So they carry on playing with their friends, having a good time, and at the end of the day, either in, you know, sleeping and relaxing, the knee starts pounding and talking again. That knee never stopped hurting. It was the body that stopped feeling the pain because something else felt better.
So I imagine with the childbirth and the women who have been through your program, I would assume then that the degree of pain or discomfort that each one feels varies just depending on the individual, right?
Absolutely. I would say pain is an intimate experience. We all have our own interpretations of pain. We all have our own experience of pain. So what, as even as an emotion, if we want, like we're talking about physical pain, but an emotional pain, things people relate to different. If we're all watching the same movie, somebody may experience it different. It's not because it's a different movie. It's because it's a different experience for them emotionally. So pain is the same way. Whatever
and what
you
I
have,
find interesting, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever your experience is with pain is going to contribute to your, I would say, tolerance or your ability to cope with pain.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And what I find fascinating, too, is that we have natural endorphins inside of us. And I think I read somewhere that our endorphins are like 200 times more powerful than morphine. And that's so amazing that we have that inside of us. So are there ways that we can stimulate the release of endorphins during childbirth?
Yes. Through imagination, where the body will respond. If it's the subconscious mind will respond to a suggestion of creating more endorphins, because in situations where there is something happening, like I'm going to say a contraction, and we're going to interpret that as pain, just as an example. So if the contraction is happening and the body's experiencing pain, there's two choices. The choices are to go to fight or flight, which is producing adrenaline, or to go to rest and relax, which is producing endorphins. And honestly, in that moment, if we don't have the choice and the experience tends to go into fight or flight and adrenaline is produced, that's what's going to happen in labor. But if the subconscious and the body are working together, mind and body, and I've given clients, or the woman has responded well to the idea that going into rest and relax is going to produce more endorphins, and the endorphins are going to produce a pleasurable feeling, and the pleasurable feeling is going to allow her to relax, and all of that just keeps happening, that's where she's going to stay. But in the beginning, when as labor begins, most women don't know how they're going to respond. And often it's wonderful in most situations that labor is gradual. So you get to make that choice over and over again. The contraction happens, go into that place of rest and relax, the endorphins produce, and then it becomes a more pleasant state, more relaxed, more at ease, rather than into that adrenaline place where heightened anxiety and fear becomes the predominant feeling.
And certainly when adrenaline is released, I mean, we have incredible strength when that happens. I mean, I know I've talked about this on the show before, but, you know, like the elderly grandmother who, like, picks up this car to get it off her grandchild, that strength came from that fear because of the release of the hormones. Mm-hmm. So that's very much the same thing that happens during childbirth. We release those stress hormones, the adrenaline and other hormones, and our muscles get so strong, especially the uterus, that now there's a restriction there, and that baby can't easily come out because we're causing that restriction there, that resistance for the baby, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The muscles can't work. The muscles in the uterus are also very strong and powerful, and if they're relaxed and smooth, you can imagine that they're working beautifully because they're these very long muscles that are working with the rhythm of the contraction. But if they're working against a very strong, powerful force, then it's really counterproductive.
So let's talk about some of the main benefits of using hypnosis for childbirth. I mean, we talked about one already, which is a decrease in the discomfort. What else are some of the benefits of hypnobirthing and childbirth through hypnosis?
Well, because I'm working with clients in the last trimester, most feel, if it's a first-time parent or even a second or, you know, multiple, there is some anxiety. This is a new experience. So there's a tendency for people in their last trimester, or women in their last trimester, to worry or to be concerned or to feel anxious, and to turn that energy into something that is more exciting, that is more encouraging and enthusiastic. So that happens throughout the work that we do together in the last trimester. So that, honestly, Candice, is an enormous bonus, taking the stress off the mother. There's restored sleep. There's better relationships between the partners, because, you know, if somebody's feeling stressed about the pending birth, they're not always on top of feeling good about their partner or their life. Like, those are just natural stress causing reactions. So to begin, that's a wonderful way for women to kind of approach birth. Through birth, women feel very empowered and in control. Even, I have to be completely honest, not every single hypnosis for childbirth client that I've worked with has had an absolutely straightforward natural birth. There are positions and things that can interfere. I'm also going to be very honest, it's minimal. But in those situations, those clients have been able to make the best choices for their families. And they have not felt forced or felt that they didn't have a say or that they didn't have control or that they got kind of ripped off. You know, like it was, they felt that they were partaking in the birth as much as they needed to. So in all the other births, the majority of the births that I've worked with in with hypnosis, those clients feel very close to the baby, and it's almost like the mother and the baby are working together. The baby is calm and relaxed. The mother is calm and relaxed. The mother's body is really opening and feeling relaxed, and the baby's heartbeat is at a normal rate. So there's a lot of stuff because, again, those stress hormones, if they're going into the mother's blood, they're also going into the baby.
Of course, through
birth. So if those beautiful, loving endorphins are going through the mother, they're also going through the baby. So we have this little calm, relaxed baby being born into a very calm and relaxed state.
Okay, then, thanks, Kathleen. Actually, we're just going to move to another break.
Okay.
But when we come back, I'd like to discuss more of those benefits of childbirth through hypnosis. We will be right back with Kathleen Milligan.
Okay.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1230 WPLQ.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean. And if you're just tuning into the show, I have Kathleen Milligan here with me today. She's a Canadian hypnotherapist who has created a hypnosis program for moms-to-be called Labor of Love, which helps to release the fear and the discomfort that are often associated with natural childbirth. And just before the break there, we were discussing some of the benefits of using hypnosis for natural childbirth. Gosh, I've got a list of them here. There's overall less discomfort, like we talked about, less complications, shorter labor, as Kathleen had a labor that was 2.5 hours. That's not for everyone, but sometimes that's a result of it. Often less use of pain medication, less chance of medical intervention, less tearing. And I've also heard that postpartum depression is less likely as well. And then for the baby, there are benefits to practicing this too. Just less overall risks for the baby, a lot of psychological benefits for the mother and baby, and babies just appear more content. Their Apgar scores are higher. How am I doing, Kathleen?
You're doing great.
It really is phenomenal, and I want to get the word out there about this because, you know, here's something where you're just trusting your own body, you're turning the birth of the baby to your own body, and it's something that we all can do. Now, Kathleen, I'm curious, what does the medical industry have to say about this?
I believe one thing that I just came across recently, I believe that there have been many ideas about hypnosis and childbirth, and looking at those cultures that you described in Africa where women are not using any form of medicals in their births, and they're naturally just having babies going about their day kind of thing. So if we're looking at those cultures, there's got to be something there that people are doing within themselves, and whatever that is useful. So currently, I've just read recently that there is a study happening in the UK, and it is a medical study. It's a hospital study that's happening, and the hospital staff, everybody is being trained in hypnosis and offering hypnosis to their clients, their female client, the women in labor. So that study is currently happening, and so it'll be interesting to see what the results are. And I think I would like to say in my very optimistic mind that they will be very surprised and happy at those results. The clients that I work with their medical team, midwives, doulas, hospital birth, home birth, there's a range. Most of the doctors that are dealing with hypnosis are astounded. I've had clients tell me that their nursing team is quickly going back to the nursing station and looking up what is this hypnosis for childbirth thing, like where do we get it and how do we get everybody into this, because it makes everybody's lives easier. I know that we've seen those women screaming and carrying on. That's not good for anybody. It's not something that anybody wants to be a part of. So the stress in what we've seen in those births that can be very, very stressful is across the board stressful for everyone. So when you see something that is relaxing and calm and peaceful and comfortable, it's like that for everybody. So my idea, what I've seen with my clients, is that everybody has embraced it. I also live in St. Catharines, Ontario, which is not the most medically advanced community. So unfortunately, medical advancement doesn't always mean technology. It also means being open to ideas. There are some doctors that have felt that, you know, people are wasting their time. Whether or not those clients don't feel that they have, but their doctors have not supported their idea of any kind of birth other than what they feel is best, which is a birth with medication and the practices that the doctors offer.
Now, is there anyone that this wouldn't be recommended for?
I would say yes. And no, there are people that have already high-risk pregnancies and that have plans for the way their baby will be born, if it's a planned C-section, if it's early delivery. I'm not quite sure the details of your birth, but having given birth to twins, I think probably there was some planning happening in advance. Was that a...
Yeah, there was. And I mean, I wasn't a hypnotherapist at the time, and so didn't even really know about that or that that was an option. Although I have heard that, you know, even if you're having a C-section and all that, it's still good to learn these relaxation techniques because there's psychological benefits for the mother and the child.
Yeah, I agree wholly. Across the board, hypnosis will help clients, pregnant women, in any way that they give birth. If there is a plan for the birth to happen in a certain way and clients want a natural birth, there, you know, I can't interfere with that.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I've also had clients that are VBAC clients, which is vaginal birth after cesarean. There are reasons why, there are some physiological reasons where women may have the inability to give birth naturally, vaginally, and having a VBAC birth, if their intention is to try a vaginal delivery and the result is a C-section because of more than just them not being, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too complicated.
Right,
but there
right.
are women that have difficulty giving birth for
Absolutely.
Reasons that are not just because of the length of labor. It's a physical problem and the size of the baby, and those kinds of things can happen. And so clients that I've worked with in that, they feel much more in control having had a birth, whether or not it's cesarean or vaginal. Secondary use with hypnosis has been tremendous.
Okay. Now, I'm curious, too, about birth companions. And, I mean, gosh, like 40 years ago or so, typically fathers or partners weren't really a part of the birthing process. But today they are an important part of that process. So through your work, do you also work with the birth companion?
I do if it's requested. I mostly work with the women, with the mother, mm-hmm. But I will work with the partner. And most partners want to be involved because it's their child and they're excited. And they will be involved during the labor. And I do give them the work to do, which is to help the mother relax. And that is the post-hypnotic suggestion that I am offering to them, is to very kindly and supportively help the mother breathe and to relax, help her relax. If it's the word relax or if it's the word breathe, those are the two keywords that are used in the program, and then to use those in the way that feel most supportive and that feel most useful. To be honest, women are quite independent. They're quite inward and mm-hmm. are very focused on the labor. So there isn't a lot of interaction that's happening between the mother and the team, the partner and the medical team. She is very, very focused on herself. The things that the partner can be involved in are making sure she's well rested and she's getting fluids and those kinds of things. And she will definitely let him know when she needs those things and for him to be attentive to her in that way. So they do feel a part of it, and I do think that they feel more in control because she is in control again. I've had clients, partners that read magazines, they have a little bit of work to catch up on, so they're there doing it. And honestly, if somebody were to tell you, oh, my husband was on his laptop catching up on emails in the delivery room, and she was fine with it, like it's
yeah.
pretty interesting because she's where she needs to be. He might as well be doing something he needs to do. And so it is a bit humorous to think that that's reality, but it is. I've had clients also, their midwives are so relaxed and doing whatever they need to do. They're sitting in the corner knitting quietly. And the client that described that said the only thing she can remember from the birth is the clicking of the knitting needles.
Right.
So,
well, and I guess for each partner, it's really about what they're comfortable doing too. Some might want to become more involved in the relaxation techniques while others may, you know, just let her do her own thing, and maybe they become more of the communicator with that medical staff just so the mom can be in that very focused state.
Absolutely. And I think most partners feel that that is their role, and it is an important one.
And then I guess the other thing we're seeing more of today, too, are birth plans. So you see birth plans popping up in birthing centers and hospitals, which really give the mom and her partner the opportunity to relay what is important to them during the birth of their child. Is this something that you recommend, and do they typically put ideas or suggestions in there concerning hypnosis?
I write a letter directly to the care provider that is put in the files of the clients. Birth plans, I find, are useful for clients, especially when it comes to postpartum, where their breastfeeding is happening, and I think that's an important that's important information that needs to get to the care team. The birth plans are good, I believe, also for the partners to have a plan and know what they've discussed. One thing that I feel maybe birth plans can be maybe a little bit confining. So people have an idea. And I honestly, in the first, my first birth with my daughter, had a birth plan, and it was the furthest thing from the birth plan that could have happened.
And what happened, yeah.
So what I tend, and this is an important thing that you brought up in the introduction, is the benefits of hypnosis, which was postpartum depression. I think that there are, it might not be postpartum depression, but there might be some grief or loss after the idea of the ideal birth potentially didn't happen according to the plan. So what I would like to talk about a little bit is how women, having had a positive birth experience and having felt in control during the labor and the birth of their child, postpartum, that
can. Okay. We'll talk about that after the break, because we're just going to go to another quick break right now. So more with Kathleen Milligan when we return.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
1230 WBLQ. And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and I'm speaking with Kathleen Milligan here today. We're talking about hypnosis and how it can be used to help you through childbirth, just using letting our bodies open up and deliver the baby into the world just very peacefully and in a comfortable way. Now, Kathleen, just before the break there, we were just touching upon postpartum a bit, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to finish what you were saying there.
Oh, thank you, Candace. Yes, I just wanted to let your listeners know that having had experiences that were very, very different in my life and knowing clients that have had the same very opposite births, a very out-of-control birth and a very in-control birth. And the way I felt, and I know that clients feel, is that in-control birth, that in-control feeling carries through into their lives as a parent, as a partner, and the feelings of being disappointed or even we can talk about postpartum depression because it's real. Those kinds of feelings do not happen as often when the experience of birth is good, regardless of the choices that the client is making. I know hypnosis is my baby, and I want people to know how important it is to feel that they have that control. But the benefits of it, regardless of the choices that they're making, are very, very important ones through the early days of the baby's life and into their years and clients' years as parents.
Now, I found it interesting as well that you also help women who are having difficulty conceiving a child, and you use hypnosis to help them with that. Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yes, fertility, unfortunately, there is a growing number of couples that are experiencing infertility, and from what I've read, there's about 1 in 4 couples, and of that 1 in 4 couples, there's 25% of the clients, the couples that are experiencing unexplained infertility, where hypnosis can really be useful in that because it's not a physiological reason. There definitely can be a psychological block or a psychological belief that is interrupting the conception. So working with either mostly women, but both men, women, or couples, to get through that has been very, very successful in conceiving. I tend to be most clients' last resort when they've gone through every medical process of becoming pregnant, and I would actually like to encourage people to start thinking about some of the things that they may have around the fears or the difficulties they may perceive in the early days of conceiving rather than at the end, because the success that I have seen has been natural conception, not to the point where clients are getting a number of medical people involved and financially involved, and the stress is always heightened at that point. So feeling in control through the beginning and all the way through tends to be the best success, although there has been some very, very wonderful miracles where clients that have tried for many, many years and tried many, many alternatives have become pregnant with the hypnosis program that I offer.
Beautiful. So for listeners who may be interested in a program like yours, but they don't live in your area, where can they go? Where can they look to find out more information on this and to find a qualified hypnotherapist?
I would start with the National Guild of Hypnotherapists. They offer a practitioner site. There's also hypnobirthing Mickey Mongan. I believe it's hypnobirthing.
I'm not hypnobirthing.com.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not associated with it, but I know that they're a very good program. There's also Lindsay Eastburn with the Eastburn Institute of Hypnotherapy. She offers a program in Denver, Colorado. So working with asking questions, the success rate of the practitioner that they're working with, where they trained, and the National Guild being the biggest body of hypnotherapists in North America, just asking where they would begin in your area, in your community, is a good place to start.
Great. And for moms to be who maybe they're not in an area where something like that is offered, what kind of tips could you give them to help them through their pregnancy and, you know, in preparation for their birth?
To answer their questions to find the answers to their questions which feel right, really trusting their instinct. Like you had mentioned earlier, the clients that have been in other countries where birth is really just normal and natural, and to come to Canada or to come to North America and find that birth is so highly technical and medicalized. There are many, many people that have experiences that believe that birth can be, but there's so little information. Just finding those books and those websites and those places where people are telling their positive stories, they're the stories that empower you and make you feel like that's really something that you want to explore more. There is so much negative. I think the ratio of negative to positive on news these days is 6-1. Like, we don't get a lot of good news. So finding those good stories, finding what people use to find their way through birth, if it's hypnosis or Lamaze or yoga, there's many things, but finding out what's right for them and trusting themselves in that, I believe, is the most important thing.
So some relaxation work, maybe some breathing exercises, things just to make them feel very, very relaxed. And I guess also in terms of if they're having their child in the hospital, nowadays it seems okay to bring things with you, to bring things from home, you know, to bring your own music, to bring, you know, your own pillows, blankets, and pictures and things. Do you find that helpful for your clients if they do that?
I honestly think complicating life, being really, really simple and letting things be easy is probably what I would recommend. But if clients want all of those things, it's their choice. I do feel that hospital staff find it a little bit annoying. But if it's what they want, pictures, music, definitely music, because it gives people that good feeling. It really helps with the endorphins. It helps with relaxation. It helps make people feel comfortable and safe. So music, if that's what is best, I would say is probably the number one. And iPods are so transportable. Pictures of pets or people they love, those kinds of things. But really simple. I would keep it simple, simple.
Wonderful.
I think complicating things makes it a little bit more stressful, which is not what anybody needs in those situations.
Okay. And Kathleen, you have a very special giveaway for listeners today, and we only have a few moments left here. Do you want to tell the listeners about that idea?
Sure, yes. I would love to hear people's positive birth stories, and if you'd like to share them with me in an email, I will give the first 8 emails a hypnosis CD, which is an affirmation CD on feeling really powerful and confident in your body, regardless of anybody can use it, children, women, men, elderly, anybody can use it. It's a wonderful, wonderful CD that I produced on my own, and it really promotes a healthy mind-body connection.
Okay, so where can they email their story? What is the email address they should send it?
They can email me at info@actionhypnosis.ca. And that can be found on my website at www.actionhypnosis.ca.
Great, Kathleen. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your experience. And this is just something I really want to get out there in the world to let women know that, you know, hypnosis is there for them. It's a tool for them. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Candace. I appreciate it.
It's just so reassuring to know that as women, we can trust our bodies to do what they were built to do. If you know someone who would benefit from this information, this interview will be available in the archives in a couple days' time. Just go to www.transformationtalkradio.com. And thank you for tuning in to Everyday Miracles. Join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific. Take care.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLean, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.